Penguin Audio presents Ghana Must Go by Taye Selassie, read by Achua Ando. For Juliet Modupe Twarkley, MD. Not sunflowers, not roses, but rocks in patterned sand grow here, and bloom. Robert Hayden, Approximations. A word forgot to remember what to forget, and every so often, let the truth slip. Renee C. Neblett. Snapshots. Part 1. Gone. Chapter 1. Kwaku dies barefoot on a Sunday before sunrise, his slippers by the doorway to the bedroom, like dogs. At the moment, he is on the threshold between sunroom and garden, considering whether to go back to get them. He won't. His second wife, Amma, is asleep in that bedroom, her lips parted loosely, her brow lightly furrowed, her cheek hotly seeking some cool patch of pillow, and he doesn't want to wake her. He couldn't if he tried. She sleeps like a cocoyam, a thing without senses. She sleeps like his mother, unplugged from the world. Their house could be robbed by Nigerians in flip-flops, rolling right up to their door in rusting Russian army tanks, eschewing subtlety entirely, as they've taken to doing on Victoria Island. Or so he hears from his friends, the crude oil kings and cowboys demobbed to Greater Lagos, that odd breed of African, fearless and rich. And she'd go on snoring sweetly, a kind of musical arrangement, dreaming sugar plums and Tchaikovsky.